I don't know what happened, but that's all right. Because this is part two, goddammit.
Hi, part two, guys.
Part two. Part two of episode three. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
A future and markets.
Yeah, that's a sticky situation. That's something I wouldn't want to be in, period. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand your celebrity-ism. So you got to understand your celebrity and stupid shit like that happens. You know what I'm saying? You got to use your celebrity style of stuff in a certain way. I'm hearing birds, man. Again. What the fuck? Am I going crazy? Who whistling that?
I mean, I hear it too, but okay.
Duke, are you over there whistling?
You got the Birdman on here?
What happened to that boy? Speaking of Birdman, Lil Wayne won his $8 million lawsuit against Birdman and Cash Money. Good for him. So we're finally gonna get the Carter Five. About damn time. About damn time. I've been anticipating it. You know what I'm saying? I got all of them. You know what I'm saying? So I've been very much anticipating it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I know last week we talked about we was going to do movie reviews and whatnot and everything. We still going to do that. What movies y'all seen?
Yeah.
What Tori?
I've seen all of them. You name it, I've seen it.
You see, Fire Stick don't count.
Okay.
Showbox don't count.
See, I'm actually about that life where I can go to my AMC and my Hollywood Boulevard every other weekend, okay? So, me and my fiance, we actually about that life. We go see what's what.
What y'all see last week?
The last time we went to the movies, we went to see Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Guys, awesome. We needed to see freaking Deadpool 2. That was freaking awesome. Oh, my God. It's
awesome. I especially like the ending. All the endings that they had at the end. That was a... Dude!
I don't know how many of our audience seen it, but we don't want to give too much away. But
I will
just
tell
know,
Aaron, how y'all say, I'm going to spill the tea for everything. Everything. So-and-so went to so-and-so and got so-and-so and did what? To so-and-so and so-and-so was like, yeah.
And then it. So-and-so came back and I was like, what?
Exactly.
Oh, another good movie we saw. Well, everybody and their mama by now have seen Avengers: Infinity War.
Yeah, I seen it. I ain't gonna front. I saw it. I didn't see it at the theater. I saw it on Fire Stick.
Was it good quality, at least? Like, I don't know what you guys in this Fire Stick thing like. Is it like a stick on fire, or you just imagine a movie?
A
like,
stick on fire.
Explain this fire.
What did I walk
me,
into?
Guys. I used to go to the movie theaters. I don't use a little stick of fire, you know?
Fire Stick is an amazing thing. It's amazing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I became a fan of Fire Stick like probably a few months ago. I just, you know, I purchased mine. I got it.
I had an Apple TV.
That's what I want. I want my Apple TV to go with all my Apple products, man.
I had the Fire Stick like about 2 years ago, and I upgraded to the Apple TV.
See, that's what ballers do. You know?
Duke, ballers.
Duke is like 7 foot seven.
Getting an Apple TV is balling now.
Yeah, it's balling.
Okay.
Because Duke played for the WNBA and you caught that? Yo, Duke took
the game. Don't be a Juwan man.
Juwan man. Don't be a twisted guy. Sky ain't winning for nothing.
The WNBA, they don't even get paid enough, unfortunately.
That's fucked up.
That is
fucked
very
up.
Freaking unfortunate.
I enjoy watching the WNBA. I wish
they
let
them fight like the guys, though.
They should.
For real, seriously, I wish they let the WNBA girls fight.
And lower the rim. They should definitely. They should lower the rim too.
Why?
By like 3 inches.
Really?
Can't.
So they can dunk. So they can dunk more.
Oh.
If they dunk more, that would be more highlight.
You know what?
But that, I mean,
I feel a little bit outnumbered here.
I think they should just go ahead and let the tall women that can dunk dunk. I don't want to see.
They do let them dunk.
I don't want to see Captain Pondexter dunk.
Why not?
I don't want to see her dunk. She's short.
She's short, exactly. You. Thank you. I'm glad you said
how
that.
How many of y'all short, short men out there?
It's short.
That means y'all doing all this stuff. Telling me? The short trying to jump somewhere.
Nate Robinson.
Doesn't that give them more?
Nate Robinson is what? 5'11"?
He's 5'9".
5'9"? And yeah. He won a dunk contest. Why? Because he's short.
I'm short, too.
You're not Nate Robinson. And you can't jump over a fallen broom.
Huh?
This man jumped over people.
So see, you just need that little just like you just need a running head start and then you go and then boom, there you go.
Bam. He needs a trampoline and a harness with wire. He needs the whole wire act and a trampoline. And he needs somebody to pull him.
See, y'all just jelly. Y'all like y'all don't even got enough. Like y'all just gotta reach y'all arm up and then bam, it's already up in there. See, us short people, we actually gotta work for it. And that's what makes us more freaking awesome.
But that's what makes it better when you guys dunk. When you guys dunk, it's more entertaining.
Well, shit.
Y'all just gotta reach up and just hit
all,
the rim.
All I need is for Duke. I get a running start. All I need for Duke to hold his feet hand right there and just lift me up when I jump. That's it.
Yeah, you just want me to. You just want to break my fingers right off top, huh?
I ain't breaking for you. You just gotta. I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna jump and you just lift me up, man.
I'm gonna need you to lose about 20 pounds.
Damn, then I'm like your brother. Just oh, damn.
I can handle all that weight. Strong enough.
Shot to the heart.
He gonna step right on my knee. First thing he gonna do, he gonna miss both my hands.
Listen, of course I'm not as light as I was in high school, but goddamn, I ain't that heavy.
Okay.
Damn. Fuck. You were just ripping my heart out, bro. just give me all types of shit.
You'll be all right.
No. No, but what other movies have you seen, Mama?
Let's see. Deadpool 2, Avengers yes. Infinity War. Obviously. Everybody in their mama seen that.
Oh, yeah, you God. Gotta see that one.
I've seen it.
What else? There's this movie we saw, it's called Shape of Water. Oh my God.
See, I tried to watch that one.
That is a good movie.
Ain't that the dude from Hellboy? Ain't he in that? So it is him, right?
But it's no. It's not the same character, but it's the it's the same actor that plays in Hellboy.
Okay.
But I did know. I tried to watch that movie, but I keep falling asleep to it. but no, like the first 30 minutes is intriguing, but after that it's just like I just fall asleep. I can't say it's boring. I just fall asleep because I watch.
I said for him, it's boring as fuck.
It's boring as fuck.
Boring as fuck.
It's not boring.
Hey, you know what? When people say that, how is fuck boring?
I don't know. Oh, you know what I learned though is that when somebody says something is hard as hell, like this test is hard as hell, they're talking about the H-A-I-L hell.
Okay. Okay.
Not the H E L L. All
right. Explain that to me. Yeah. All right.
That makes sense because hell itself is pretty hard, isn't it? I mean, like, the struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Both are dangerous. So, I don't know. Both can land you in a bad place.
Them damn birds, man.
Speaking of dangerous place, guys, Shape of Water is actually pretty good. Like, okay, if you like one of those, like, subtle, quiet, romantic, fancy movies, like a little bit of drama there with the cop man and, you know, the things on, then it's actually pretty good. Like, if you used to watch your Fast and Furious, like, 13 or Transformers Transformers 11, the 11th movie of that, or whatever.
The 11th movie. Really
gonna... They got Bumblebee coming out in Christmas.
Nobody wants to see Bumblebee.
Bumblebee was the star of the freaking movie, though. Twice.
How?
Because Bumblebee comes down, he makes friends with Shia LaBeouf, like through the whole movie, and then in the third one, he is friend with the new kid.
The man didn't talk for 7 movies. How is he the star?
Hey, man.
All of a sudden, we want a Bumblebee movie.
They got it.
I thought they did have dialogue with their radios, right?
He's the... Yeah.
Isn't Bumblebee the yellow and black truck thing that transforms?
He's the car. That's why
did she say the yellow and black thing?
He's the car.
He's the Camaro.
Jeez.
He's yellow and black. That's the point, right? That's why y'all call him Bumblebee.
Yeah, because he's yellow and black. Yeah.
Exactly. That was my main point. I don't care if he's a Camaro or a Beetle or a Fiat or whatever.
Didn't they have Fiat in a movie though?
I think so. I think the ones that were fighting each other. The two black ones.
Yeah, that's why I stopped watching Transformers because they were racist. I knew it was something. They were.
Why?
Man?
Y'all didn't see which didn't one was no it? Was it the second one or the third one?
It was the second one because they had the two black ones. What up, yo? They was doing
okay.
That.
So when those two came around, they were saying all of the hip hop terms that were like 20 years old. But what killed it was, it was something subtle, but it stuck out to me in my head. But Shia LaBeouf,
yeah.
He asked them to read something in their own language, and you know what they said to him?
Hell no.
Nah, they said we can't read.
Oh, I ain't peeped that.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That's not fair.
That's why I said I'm done. I'm done with this.
All right. See, I gotta go back and watch it now.
Watch it again. Yeah, watch it again. They saying all that.
Which one it is? Because I don't want to watch like 11 movies to figure out which specific one is plus.
But it's the second one, I believe.
It's number two.
I think it's the second one too.
Was this Transformers Prime? No, that's a cartoon. I'm gonna be looking on Netflix right now if they got it.
Aren't all of them named Transformers, or is it like Transformers? Let's see, Transformers film series.
It's Transformers, then it's Transformers Dark Side of the Moon. Revenge of the Fallen.
Dark Side of the Moon, that's three.
Okay.
Revenge of the Fallen is two. It's Age of Extinction, The Last Night. Bumblebee. And then there's
Last Night.
Future
and
Shared Universe.
Hey, not getting us off subject, but you remember when Kevin Durant did that horrible ass movie called Thunderstruck?
He did a movie.
It was horrible. Basically, this kid, basically lightning.
And you saw
it. Yeah, I watched it. It was nothing on TV.
Hell yeah, I watched it.
It was.
I would have watched the back of my eyelids.
It was basically about this kid. Couldn't play basketball, and he's like, "Man, I wish I could play like Kevin Durant." And lightning must have struck him, and Kevin Durant lost his powers and everything. And the kid up here dunking, shooting.
Kevin Durant had powers. Yeah,
so it's basically like Mike, except with a little white boy.
Yeah,
white boy. Right? Like Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of Bow Wow,
it's
this other kid. What's his name? What's the kid name?
Like Brad,
dude. It was the worst.
Probably called like Brad.
Taylor Gray.
I want to be like Brad. Taylor, even worse.
Worst movie in the world,
Taylor
man.
Taylor Gray. Taylor Gray, guys.
Dude, what movies you seen, brother?
Recently? Yeah. What did I see? I seen A Quiet Place. I seen Deadpool 2.
Was that good?
Quiet Place, was that pretty good?
Quiet Place? Yeah, it was pretty good. What is the other? It's another scary one that I saw. Trick or Treat? Truth or Dare?
Okay. I want to see it.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I want to see
that. Yeah, that one was good.
My God.
Because it was a toss up between that or Quiet Place. So I wound up beating fate and watching both.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
beat Faith and watch both.
Yeah, beat Faith.
But yeah, they both were good though.
That's what's up, man. Like
Deadpool 2 was good.
Yeah, that's my movie right there. I think anything. I hope they come out with Deadpool 3.
Yeah, Infinity War I saw also. That one was good.
I can't wait for the second
one. Can I say something, guys?
Please.
Of course.
I don't want to give too much away.
Give it all.
But depending on Deadpool's ending, do we think that ties into the Marvel Avengers?
I think so.
Think about it. When he used the little watch, I don't want to give too much away, but when he used the little watch to do the thing and make everything happen again, do we think that kind of messed with the Marvel universe a little bit?
Maybe. It could, probably. If they, because I think they had a conversation. I think Marvel called Fox and let them know, like, hey, it's certain things that you can't say, and there's certain things that you can't, certain jokes you can't say, and certain, I think it was something with time travel. Something with time travel they couldn't do because it was important. It was important to the future of how they were going to connect everything once the little merger goes through.
So that means Deadpool is going to be part of that Infinity type stuff, right?
I don't think so. I think it'll be like, if he does, it'll take place after. Like, all of that stuff would be over and done with by that time.
Everybody damn near lively.
Yeah. But that was a good movie though. Both of them were good.
I seen the heels have thighs. I like my porn.
Here we go. Yes. Here we go.
I like watching the porn though. That's what I watch.
Oh no.
Yeah, Booty Jiggle Part 12.
You know, Booty Jiggle Part 12.
Oh my God.
If that's a real flick, I need to see it immediately.
I've seen Buttercup is real in the hood. Ain't nothing wrong with watching a couple of pornos every now and then.
Good ones though.
Good. Hey, I watch them all because hey, dude. Now you know. You say you like to get high.
No, I was about to say no. I don't know.
You prick. You try to tell me when you get high, you just sit and watch just dumb shit. You just don't be like, damn, that shit's entertaining as fuck. You just stop laughing.
You know what I watch when I smoke is like old movies. Like anything before the 80s, I gotta watch it.
Oh yeah.
Because it's hilarious. Everything is hilarious. The props are terrible.
And the voice
is just the voices, oh my God. Everything is just perfect. Like, have you ever watched The Predator and be high? One? Oh yes.
No, I watched it drunk. No,
man, that movie is amazing and funny.
I have a question. Do females watch more porn than brothers, than dudes?
I don't think so.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I don't think so.
I've come across a lot of females that, you know what I'm saying, that say, hey, I'm finna watch Pornhub. I'm finna watch this. I'm finna watch it. All these. I'm like, damn. I ain't even. Wait, hold on. What? Did she just name a couple?
She's shouting out all of them.
You know what I'm saying? And did she say no?
She said.
She
said X videos.
Okay, excuse me. I said not as often. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't watch them from time to time.
Yeah, I watch them. I watch them quite a bit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shoot, man. I mean, ain't nothing on TV no more. I might as well watch a couple of people fucking. Fucking and sucking.
Well, see, there's a difference between doing licking it when you're bored and doing it to, like, get yourself going. Like, that's the difference. Now, you guys just do it because you're bored and you're not a fan of game or you keep getting beat or whatever the problem is. There's nothing going on TV. So you guys mostly do it when you're bored. That's how you watch it more than me. We just do it to kind of give us a little boost of, like, okay, I'm about to meet up with this dude. Let me go ahead and, like,
so you gonna try?
If I watch a booster video, I feel sorry for the girl. I have to see.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem.
Hadouken.
She's gonna be like, "What move is this? And can you let my wrist and ankle go?" Right, pineapples.
Pineapples.
It's too far. She will be calling the fire department. Please come release me.
Hey, Corey, what you do?
I'm stuck. You never touched my hand like that before. Right. I am stuck.
Damn.
What if they have like a porn? Nah, that won't happen. That's only in my dreams. I was gonna say, what if they have like a porn? What do they call it? Olympic sport.
They do. They do. They have something like that where you know they volleyball. Have a couple of
them. Female volleyball.
They had a wrestling one. They had one where these women wrestle, and whichever woman lost, she had to screw this dude. And the dude was railer.
That's not real.
Yeah, dude, that was real.
So what, what did you search on Pornhub to find that?
Dude, I just typed in wrestling, and then I saw it. And it was like, yo, these females wrestling.
That's the first thing.
This one chick was wrestling. She got splattered. This dude came in talking about, you know you're about to get it. He just wham.
Oh my god. A1. That's A1 dialogue right there.
And the official be like, the champion is here.
Oh my god. They must have been rushing. Everybody was rushing, wasn't it?
Oh shit. No, it was quite entertaining though. It was very entertaining.
Damn, that's sad. I'm definitely gonna look that up tonight.
I'm telling you, just look at it. I'll be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And they get paid so much money for the dumb stuff, man. I thought about it. I'm like, yo, really?
Right.
$3,500 for like 2 hours?
That's a long time, though.
You know, they got edits.
Yeah, they have to.
You know,
I get bored.
And then on top of it, like, you know, Market, what's his name? The dude that had the STD or whatever. He said, Mr. Marcus. That dude, he was like, yo, it's a lot of editing, but I at least give it one good hour. So
yeah, that's not a bad thing, though.
You know what I'm saying? Give an hour, then do the rest editing. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's like the rating of this conversation?
Huh?
R.
Are we going like
R?
Okay.
Grown folk.
So we're not going past like adult.
I hope no 12-year-olds listen to this. Let fans let us know.
Yeah.
Do females watch more porn than men, or do men watch more porn than females? I want to know. Please hit us up.
We should just put up a ballot.
Yeah, we should. We should.
There is a way
of us. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's men. I think men do it more, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Like the past couple of years, it's probably was men, but now it just seems like females just seem more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No,
I don't hear a lot of dudes talking about it anymore.
Exactly.
Like every time I hear a dude talking about porn, it's always some shit that they seen like 10 years ago.
Right.
They still asking about old porno stars.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, is Janet Jackme still around?
Yeah. Like, oh, Janet Jackme is beautiful. Like, dude, yeah, she's like 60 now.
Right.
They don't name anybody. They don't name anybody new.
Right. I mean, I'm still stuck on Tiana Trump though. I still like her. You know,
yeah, fun. she's a nice one.
Yeah, Toria, who you like? I like what's dude name? Mr. Mark
Lexington Steel.
Lexington Steel.
No, there was this one guy. I just forgot his name.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows.
She knows. She knows.
It was something like, wait, hold on. I think it was like Tyler or something.
Like spider webs.
Tyler. Oh. She said somebody named Tyler. Tyler. I don't know who that is.
Tyler the creator?
That'd be funny.
I believe he probably would do one.
Christian Grey guy.
Christian Grey.
Who are you Googling over there?
It's a joke from 50
Shades of Grey. I'm finna Google this dude's name right now.
I never watched that movie, so
what?
That went over my head.
Well, Boogie Nights?
The 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that ain't even real, man.
I just
if it's out, if it's out, if it came out in theaters as a porn, I know for sure they're not fucking in that movie.
For real.
So there's no point in me watching.
I can't ride with that because they said I was watching a YouTube video and it was like about 10 stars that actually was doing it on screen for real. Shia LaBeouf was one of them.
And they ruined their careers doing it.
Shit. They can go into porn though.
Where's Shia? I was about to say, where's Shia LaBeouf now?
Oh, that dude! I don't know what he on. He on that stuff.
Exactly. That's why they don't. That's why they don't do it like that.
He over here looking like Boogie Nights. You got the touch.
That guy from what's his face? What's that vampire movie for all the kids and
vampire movie?
Tweeners.
Vampire movie.
Well, yeah, where they went outside, like it was stupid. Like the vampires went outside in the sun and they glowed, like they were glowing, like diamonds.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Twilight. Yeah.
So the main guy, the skinny one, right? The tall, skinny one.
Edward.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here we go. Now we have a reference. Now we have a reference to this shit. Apparently he was in
what about Edward?
Apparently Edward, as he's known by, he did a movie and he was playing a gay guy. And in the scene, I think the director wanted him to like masturbate, like in front of the camera. But he didn't show it, like he didn't show him, you know, with his thing in his hand, but it was like, you know, he literally had to masturbate while everybody's watching him, and he didn't want to do it. Wow. And the dude kept telling him, like, you got to do it. And he was like, I don't want to do it. But he wound up doing it. But it was, like, embarrassing. I was just like, damn, that's
the
crazy.
Way you say him doing it is funny. You got to keep doing it. You got to do it.
Do it. Action. Do it. Yeah, it was terrible. I was just like, man, that's just nuts. Especially a room full of dudes. Like,
real talk. Would you do a porno if somebody actually do it for a certain amount of money? A lot of money. Would you do it?
I'd do it for a least amount of money. What are you talking about?
Like, Tori, I know, but would you?
I can't. I'm not allowed to answer that question.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm in a heartbeat, But it all depends on who I'm doing it with.
Yes.
That's true.
That is it.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna fuck with... Oh, my God. Well, what's the name of Eddie Murphy movie? Boonquisha? Was the fat one?
I forget the name.
Rasputia. Yeah, I'm there. If it's something like that, and I ain't got nothing against my big girls, I do you. I put the leg up and do all that shit. But I'm just saying,
I'll do you.
If you look like that, I'll do you. I'm just saying,
do you, babe. That's what's up.
Hey, you know what? I hate to mess up our laughing moment
James
right now.
James Dean, that's his name.
Who?
His name is James Dean, guys.
Edward Dean.
James Dean.
Edward.
The vampire.
No.
Who is James Dean?
James Dean is somebody from the
50s. You guys have your favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
Oh, you know what? I know. I actually know who that is.
James Dean.
Yeah, he's an asshole. I like him.
I think. Hold on, wait. I'm finna look. I got it.
He's an asshole.
Now, if this James Dean come up wearing jeans and sunglasses,
no. No, he looks like a very humble human being.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
He's a white dude, but he's real. He's like real disrespectful. I like him.
Is he that dude? We talk to him ladies like, why are you so fat? Why are you so ugly?
Nah.
I see the dude. Yeah, he got dark hair. Yeah.
I never seen his face.
Yeah, I'm looking at his face right now. American pornographic.
Maybe you've never seen his face. And how do you know he's such a good... Wait, what?
No, I was talking about the other guy he was mentioning.
Yeah.
I know who James Dean is. I've seen his face.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. Yeah, all right.
He looks like he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Hey, he looks so respectful.
Yeah, he looks respectful. He looks like he'll like help you with a flat tire, and he doesn't know you.
The movies he's been in is called Game of Bones.
Oh, he's been in worse.
Sex Door Neighbors. It's Mommy's Thing. Rocco. The Crayons. Oh, my fault. The Cannons. Wow. The Canyons. Huh. I'm just saying the names of his movies, man.
The name of all this man's movies.
Yeah.
You're going to be Revenge, all day.
The Office. A XX parody. Cowboys and Engines. Sorry, y'all. But hey, I want to get real serious real quick. Rest in peace to Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. You know what I'm saying? Mental illness is real out here, people. You know what I'm saying? It's so fucking real. Like,
that is true.
Some people look at it like, oh, they can take some pills and they'll be all right. But sometimes them pills probably enhance what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? I used to watch Anthony Bourdain on his show, and I never realized when my boys brought to my attention that every show he was on, he had to have a drink. He had to drink. He was like, you know, just trying to deal with whatever he was dealing with, just drinking. You know?
This is like a big reoccurring thing, though.
It is.
Robin Williams with this guy.
Like, you know, Chester from Linkin Park. You know, this mental illness thing is something that shouldn't go overlooked, just like AIDS and cancer and all these other things. This is something that's real deal, and the whole real deal.
I was supposed to show you that money, likes, and fame isn't everything that there is to life. Right. You can still have it all, but if you ain't there mentally, then all that means nothing at all.
It's out the window. You know what I'm saying? Take care of
yourself first. I think everybody has a level of mental illness about them.
But the stability of handling is different from everybody else's. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, check it. If y'all know anybody that's just showing you, you know, look at the signs. If you know anybody that's going through it, y'all, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. It's 24 hours every day, anytime. Just you know what I'm saying? If it's your best friend, if it's your sister, your brother, your mother, just call, man. Just pay attention to them. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, you know, me, I've gone through it from people in my family, and it's the worst thing in the world to see them going through that. It's the worst thing. It hurts. It's painful. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going through it, get help. If you catch the signs in yourself, even if you're not sure, just call. Call and just talk to anybody that you need to talk to. Let somebody know, y'all. God bless y'all for real. You know what I'm saying? But sorry, I had to get serious on with y'all for a minute, because that's just crazy.
That's cool.
Important topic that we actually need to talk about and acknowledge.
I want to add one more thing to that. Even if you know somebody who's like who appears to be strong on the outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even those people need a little bit of pick me up, a little bit of support, a little bit of, hey, are you okay? Are you doing all right? You know, even the strong ones, even the ones that's always there in your corner, always there for you. Usually those are the ones that are hurting the most. So, you know, sometimes you might want to check on them too, you know?
Yeah. Do that. Check on them, man. People, This is what it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all listening to our show. You know what I'm saying? Next week, we'll have something special for y'all. We're going to have an interview, a special interview from my boy, K-Not21. He's from Australia, the Australia MC. He's done a lot of stuff here in Chicago. He's been around the world. You know what I'm saying? So next Saturday, we're going to have a special special time, a special guest. You know what I'm saying? You could have been anywhere in the world, but I appreciate y'all being here listening to us right now. Welcome to my madness. Welcome to my shenanigans. Yeah. Welcome to Preppy Boys World. Duke.
Yo, hey, we can't forget to tell them, hey, we also got Jay-Z, we got Future, and we got Stevie. We got Stevie Wonder coming through. You know, on the show.
Wait, tell me, we got Tupac coming back too.
Tupac, we gonna visit his grave. We gonna smoke out. We gonna have a good time
all day. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to get in contact with any one of us, hit us up on IG. You can hit up with your boy Torian Terrell at Preppy Boy for Life. That's PreppyBoy, the number 4LYFE on Instagram. You can hit me up on Twitter, and I will hit you back. So, you know what I'm saying? Duke, Toria, when, drop your IGs and Twitters.
My IG, while I got it on my brain, is March 1st underscore Pisces 2nd. So that is MARCH number 1 ST underscore Pisces 2 and D.
Why your shit so long, man? God damn.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
I got it off. I got it off.
Yes. I'm flipping that shit out.
I got it off. I got it off.
Damn. Tori, what about you, Mom? God damn.
Hey guys, I just got an Instagram and Twitter, so like, just look up Toria Early, T-O-R-I-A. Early is in early in the morning, no underscores, no caps or anything. Simply Toria Early. I'll make it more fancy later, but yeah. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Y'all know who he is.
This ad, I'm still on this shit. I set my own self up for that. God damn. Y'all, peace, man. See y'all next week, man. God bless y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.